Shalom Aleichem, we are in Yevamot, chapter 10, Mishnah Chet, Mishnah 8, in our journey through Mishnah Yomi. Ben Teisha Shonim, V'yom Echad, our boy who is at least 9 years old, but not yet bar mitzvah, not yet legally an adult, not yet intellectually mature, Sheba Al Yevimto, and he has an intimate marital act with his brother's widow, the Yevama. As we discussed yesterday, we don't want him to do this. It's much more appropriate to wait. He should have asked the rabbi. They would have told everybody to wait a few years or to do a chalitza or make other arrangements, find an older brother. Anyway, but he did it without really our approval. Achar koch ba'al tzarata. And then afterwards, he also is intimate with the co-wife, the other yevama of his deceased brother. Pasol ol yedei atzmo. He has disqualified himself through his own actions. Meaning, even after he reaches bar mitzvah, he cannot be married, officially married as an adult now, to either one of these women, because he has formed a ma'amar-level connection, as we explained yesterday, a quasi-marriage connection, at least it's a rabbinical marriage, a rabbinical kiddushin, with both of these widows. So in this situation, he can't go through with the real official yibum after he's 13 years old and he's grown up with either of them. Rabbi Yossi Omer lo pasul. Rabbi Yossi says he hasn't messed up the situation. He would be able to continue after he's grown up to marry the original Yavama, the first widow. Now, this is Rabbi Shimon, consistent with his opinion in yesterday's learning, that the act, the physical act of a minor between the age of 9 and not yet 13, it either does nothing and it's not legally recognized, or it should be effective, at least in the context of Yibum, it should be legally effective as making the Yavama married in Yibum. So according to Rabbi Shimon, this boy did a mistake by being with both of the widows, but either both of these acts were meaningless, or the first act was a full marriage, and the second act then was just an illicit relationship because he was already married to the co-wife and could not possibly be married to the second co-wife. The Mishnah now goes on, Bein Tesh Shana Yevim Echad, a boy in this age range, Shebal Yevimto, and he tries to marry the Yevama through Yibam Vemet. And then he passes away before he's grown up, Holetzit Velo Mityabemet. This original widow needs a chalitza from the surviving brothers of this boy and cannot be married in Yibam. The reason being, this widow has an attachment to two deceased brothers. She still has a bit of a zikah from the original brother, the first brother to pass away. And then this boy, you know, this 12-year-old boy tried to marry her in Yibum, but that's only recognized as a ma'amar, not as a full Yibum. And then he passed away after having this quasi-kiddushin bond with her. So this poor widow, she has shaychus, she has a connection to both of these deceased brothers, and Yibam only applies when there's a connection to one deceased brother. Finally, this Mishnah compares this to a case where Yibam is not involved. Nosa Yishev Amet, if a boy between the age of 9 and not yet 13, he marries, quote-unquote marries, you know, he gives a ring and says, Harei et mikudeshet, please marry me, Harei ze patura. And then he passes away, this woman is pater. She doesn't require chalitza, she doesn't require yibam, nothing, because it's not a real marriage. It's not even a rabbinical level marriage, because a katan under the age of bar mitzvah is not legally able to effect the connection that is kiddushin, that is a real Jewish marriage. So we see from here it's only in a context of yibam, where there was a real marriage between his older brother and the widow, and now the widow has a connection because of that. It's called a zika, as we've mentioned, this connection called a zika, this obligation bond that the surviving brothers have towards the widow. So only because of that zika could the physical act of a boy under bar mitzvah possibly have any legal effect. But outside the context of Yibum, there is never any legal effect to his act or to his giving of a ring or promising marriage. It's just a promise. It's not a marriage. Great, let's go into Mishnah Tet. Bein Tesha Shonim V'yom Echad, boy under bar mitzvah, but minimum age of 9, Shebal Yevimto, he has intimacy with the Yavama, Misha Higdil, and after he's 13 years old, he's an adult now, Nosa Isha Aheret. He marries, this is a real marriage now, a biblically recognized, full legal binding marriage, Vamet. And now, unfortunately, he's died without children. Now, the Mishnah makes a qualification, Im lo yoda et harishona Misha Higdil. if he did not continue to live as a married couple with the Avama. Rishona here, the first one means the Avama. Misha Higdil, after he reached Bar Mitzvah, then they're not really married. We'll see. Rishona choletzit v'lo mityabemet. Then this first widow, who is originally from his first brother to be deceased, she needs to get a chalitza, not a yibum. As we mentioned, if there's only this ma'amar level connection of the underage man, the underage brother, then it's a quasi-marriage, and she still has the quasi-marital zika from the original brother to pass away. So she has a zika shnei yivnin, she has a connection of zika due to two brothers, so she can't get a yibum even from the surviving brother, even a gadol. She needs a chalitza. Vashniya, and the second wife, the wife he married after he was grown up, o choletzit, o mityabemet. This is a legal wife of the second brother, the brother who used to be 9 years old, now thank God he's older. So she can get chalitza or yibum. She's only connected to that specific brother. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, miyabim la'ez yirtze, v'cholitz l'shniya. He says the surviving brothers can perform yibum with either the original widow, the one who got the yibum when the boy was underage, or the second wife that he married after he was bar mitzvah, and the other woman requires a chalitza. Rabbi Shimon is consistent. He holds that the physical act of the boy under bar mitzvah, either it does nothing legally, or it does a full marriage through yibum. So if the boy under bar mitzvah did this act, either it did nothing, and the original widow only has the zika of the original brother to pass away, or it did something, and this brother, the brother who used to be underage, he's left two real wives. So the surviving brothers can either do, somebody can get a yibum, but you need to have a chalitza also, just in case the act of the underage brother was not legally effective. Because if it was nothing, then the original widow was still connected to the first brother to pass away, and then the wife that he married once he was bar mitzvah has a connection from that boy specifically. Now the Mishnah concludes here with an interesting legal observation about the age or the physical level of maturity, which is considered to be a gadol, a grown-up, an adult in halacha. Echad hu ben teisha shanim v'yom echad, whether this boy is 9 years old in one day, echad hu ben esrim shana, or even if he's 20 years old, shul havi shtei sairot, but he has not brought any hairs. This would be hairs in the area between the legs. If he does not have any hairs there, then it's a sign that he's physically immature, similar to a boy under the age of 9 or under. So in both of these cases, they're not considered legally an adult, and if they were intimate with the Yavama, it affects only a Ma'amar level bond of marriage, according to the sages, or a Suffolk, according to Rabbi Shimon. Now, the Gemara and the Kahati cite that this 20-year-old who's not physically mature, he's not growing up to be a man, he's actually not considered a gadol until age of 35. He becomes an adult at 35, so he has to get all his buddies to buy him beer for a number of decades there. And if he reaches that age of 35, he's considered a gadol, but he's considered a sris chama, someone who never had normal biological hormonal development. He's considered to be incapable of fathering children, as we talked about in chapter 7. Yashar koach, mazel tov. Tomorrow we start chapter 11, the good chapter 11. Zay gesund.